Line Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Four lines from the top. Hasevu Echad Mivarach. We saw in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if they all gather together for sitting purposes, everyone makes their own bracha. And if they come together for Hasevu, one makes a bracha for all of them. Now, what is the Mishnah talking about? Stama? Snachem. So Hasevu Echad Mivarach. When they come together for Seva, we already discussed. We saw the Tosfos that today there were not Noeg and Seva. So therefore, when we come together in Kavius, whatever is considered Kavius, that's called coming together where one makes a bracha for the other one. Because you have the, you could be Mekayim. That's the Rovam Hadras Melech. Okay. Omer Rav, the Mishnah that said Hasevu Echad Mivarach, Lo Shano Elapat. We're only talking about bread in the Mishnah. The boy has seva that needs seva in order to be able to be called the kavius of al yayin. But if you're coming together for a drinking party, lo boy has seva. You don't need seva to come together in order for one person to be yotzi the others with the bracha. Now we're going to see a machloket here and then a different version. There's going to be a difference between the first Rav and the second Rav. So the first Rav says, again, that the whole Mishnah that a Seva is talking about is with bread. But Yayin lo boya Seva does not need a Seva in order to be into the category where one is Yotzi the others with the bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amir afilu Yayin nami boya Seva. Even wine needs Seva in order to that you should be Yotzi the other one with. Ikad Yamri, Omer Vav, and here's the other version of Vav. Lo shano el apat de mahani leya Seva. The mission is talking about bread that it's mahanile, that it's good, it's mahanile the seva in order to make a bracha on it, in order that one should bless the other one. Aval yayin lo mahanile a seva. Yayin even seva is not going to be mahani, and one does not make a bracha for the others. And we'll ask back and forth from the mission on Rav. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu yayin nami mahanile a seva. Even wine. It's Mahani Le Seva. So we have a Machloket Rav Rabbi Yochanan, and we saw the Klal a few times in Tosfot that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan when it comes to him arguing with either Rav or Shmuel. So we, Mahani Le, it helps it. Meaning Mahani Le, it helps, Haseva helps it that if you get together and you do a Seva, one can be Yotzi the others. But if you don't have a Seva, it's not going to help at all. Meaning Yain's not. What?
It helps halachically
that seva is mahanile, that one can make a bracha and you'll see the other ones. So Rav says over here that the whole thing is talking about bread, not yayin. And Rabbi Yochanan says that even yayin. Meitzvah. We have a brisa now. We mentioned the brisa already in Vashi on the way that they would eat in those days. Now this price is talking about guests, having guests over. The rich people in those days would have the poor aniyim coming over as orkim, and this is the way they used to behave when they'd come over. Ketzat seda haseva. What is the way, the order that they did seva? Orkim nichnasim. First they'd enter into a smaller room, quoting from the Rashi at the end. They'd enter in. V'yoshvim al gabi safsalin v'al gabi katriot. They would sit down in safsalin or in some other type of furniture. Ad shekantsu kulam. Until all of them came in. All the people that are going to be part of this rich person's suda. Havyu lehem mayim. They bring before them water to start with. Kol echad v'echad notel yado echad. They wash one hand. Now this is not for halacha, it's for the honoring of the bracha, the one that they're going to take their first cup of wine with. Balahem yayin. Now again, they washed one hand. Now they bring them wine. Kol echad v'echad mevarech liatzmo. Each one makes a bracha for themselves. They're not going to, no one's yotzi the other one, even though they're all there together. Everyone makes their own bracha. Alu. Now they go up into the main room. V'hasevu. They have their couches, they lay down. Obalahem mayim. Now they bring in more mayim. Afalpi shekol echad v'chad notel yado echad, even though each one washed one hand, chos v'notel shtei yadov. Now they wash both hands, because it's coming to eat now, and they need both their hands. Balahem yayin. Now they bring him another cup of wine. They already washed, stomach they ate bread. They bring to them another cup of wine. Afalpi shekol echad v'chad be'erach liatzmo, even though everyone already made a bracha for themselves, echad mivarek l'kulam. One makes a bracha for the other. So we already had a sheet in Rav that says that a seva, either you don't lo boye seva for wine, or lo mahanye seva the wine. And yet over here we have a brisa that in one case they washed one hand, everyone made a bracha for themselves, and at the end one made a bracha for the other. So we have to understand. Lahai klishna. According to that language, the Omer Rav lo shano elapat, that we didn't learn the halacha of a seiver, they come together with a seiver to make a bracha on one person is yotz to the others, that we lo shano elapat, the boy is seiver, that needs a seiver, aval yayin, lo boy is seiver. According to that lashon, that wine doesn't need seiver, that you can, anytime you get together, one can yotzi the other with the bracha of wine. What? The low boy is seva, yayin, aval, yes, thank you. Aval yayin, low boy is seva, that when they get together to drink wine, they don't have to have a seva in order to want to be yotzi to the other one with wine. Kashereisha. We have, no, this is wine.
That was like, one is motzi another.
Motzi, thank you. Okay, thank you. One is motzi the others, it comes with wine. So it's a kasha the ratio. The first part of the writer said they all came together in the anteroom. Everyone made their own bracha. Only when it's seva did one yod to the other one. So that's a kasha on the first lashon of Rav. Why? Because Rav said that in the first, Rav said that yayin does not need a seva. So why is it in the first part of the writer that one, everybody makes their own bracha? If you don't need seva when they got together in the anteroom, there was no reason for every single person to make their own bracha. So according to the lishon of Rav, that wine does not lo seva bracha, you don't need one person to, you don't need seva in order to be motzi the other ones, it's a kasha reicha. And we answer it's not a kasha in Rashi, that in that case when they all entered the anteroom to start with, when they got their first cup of wine, sha'ani orchim dedateo limiakir, their mind was that they knew they were going to be leaving that room. Remember, they went first into a small room, they all gathered together, they gave him a cup of wine. They knew that they were leaving that room to go into the main room. Since that their daitayo was lemiyaker, that they knew that they were going to leave that room, it's even worse than yeshiva. Right? You have seva, which is koveya bracha for lechem. You have yeshiva getting together to sit down, which one can be even motzi for yayin. Over here is worse. Since if they all got together and they know they're going to leave, it's worse than yeshiva, and therefore one is not motzi the others, and yeah, everybody makes their own bracha. Lahaik nish lishna, deomer rav, lo shano ela pat mahanyile seva, val yayin lo mahanyile seva. According to the second version of Rav, that pot, you have the din of seva where one is motzi the others. That's only good with pot because seva is mahanyele. It helps it out, seva, that you could be motzi the others. But yayin, seva doesn't even help. So we have a kasha to the seva. Because what happened to the seva? They went into the main room, they all are doing seva, and now the wine that they were drinking, one person is motzi the others. So according to that lashon of Rav, we have a kasha from the seva. Why does Rav says seva doesn't help, and yet we see that the brayta says it does help. So again, we answer shani hatam. Over there, it's different. Why? Because seva by itself, if we get together and say, let's drink some wine, and we do seva together, according to Rav, you don't make, one person doesn't make a bracha as much as the other. But here, where they're all sitting down to already eat, and they're eating lechem, the miko dekai mahanyulea seva lepat, that since that already the seva helped for pot, you already sat down and you're eating pot, that's mahanyulea seva liyayin. Even though seva by itself doesn't work for yayin, but if you're sitting down for ready for bread, that type of seva will help for yayin. Rashi. Haviu lehem mayim. Kachayu v'gilim. This is how they used to do it. No til yado echad. They wash one hand to start with. Lakalabel kos. Sheshotu lefnei mazon. In order to take the kos, in order to drink before the mazon, until Sot mentions that this is not hilchati. It's just the covered abrocha that he should take one hand. Okay. Alu. Now they went up. Al ha-mitot v'aseva. They went up onto the beds. They're now having the main sura v'aseva. Chos v'notol beit yavtov. You take both hands. Should sorikli achol b'shtevitz. You need to eat with both hands. Af al pi shekol achad v'achad.
What kind of reason is that?
They're going to eat lechem. Or why do you have to do it for both hands if you're going to have bread? That's what Rashi says. Well, Tosfot mentions that the first one isn't hilchati, it's just for cover the bracha. I don't know if Rashi's arguing on Tosfot or not. The second one now is coming in for the halachic purposes that you need to eat with both hands, and now you have to be chosen and wash both hands. Here we have to understand exactly what Shita's Rashi is. But mixed in with Tosfot, now we will just say that this is for the washing of the hands. Even though we already had that each one of the guests made a bracha on the wine, tarikum od bracha, you need another bracha. Shein bracha rishona, the first bracha that they made on wine, but it didn't potter. Shein a rishon korish lefnei mazon. The first cup of wine was not called lefnei mazon. Shein a b'makom suda, it wasn't in the suda. Remember, they walked in first into one room, now they're going to another room. V'hai batva, the second cup of wine, who yanch lefnei mazon. This is the wine before the mazon. Now you could have one person being judged to the others. So I guess over here we're seeing clearly that they washed their hands before they had the bread, right? They washed their hands, drank the wine, and they had bread. Some of this is like a part we're going to see in the name of Beis Shammai. It's going to be Machloket Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the eighth parak. Echad mevarek l'kulam. Now you could have one being motzi the others. The kevan, the hasevo hukvo. Now they're doing seva, they're being koveya. So according to the first lashon kashavishik dani kol echad v'chad mevarek liatzmo, the first part of the bright that each one makes a brook for themselves as a kashon rav, and we answer sha'ani orchim detateu lemiyakar. And now Rashi is going to explain the whole seder over here. So fun. They knew at the end when they're in this antechamber that lemiyakar lealot laaseiv b'machom acher, that they knew that they were going to go up and go and sit in another room. She'ein zeh makom hamesiva. Now this is interesting. This is where the word mesiva comes from. Everyone knew where the word, you know, we're talking about Hanukkah mesivas all the time. Where did the word mesiva come from in the Hebrew language? From seva. That's the makom hamesiva, the place where they come and sit together and do seva together. Alakan yoshvu ad shtitkansu kol hakuvayim. This room, this antechamber, was the place that they were sitting until everybody came in, all the people that were called for the suda. It was the way that rich people would invite all kinds of poor guests. That's why they're called Orchim. And that Rav said that wine doesn't need Seba, only Yeshiva. Even not in the Shasa Suda, or Bishas Suda, B'makum Suda. Or really, it's Bishas Suda. That you don't need it then, rather you have to be b'shas suda b'makom suda without seva. That's when Rav said you need to make one to be most of the others. Okay, so that's that sugi over here. Anyway, we don't pass them like Rav, we pass them like Rabbi Yochanan, and that would be the seder of seva. Now we're going to have something a little more lemaisa. So we mentioned in the Mishnah, if you have wine in the midst of the suda, every single one makes their own bracha. At the end of the suda, one is motzi the others. So what's the difference? Shalu et Ben Zoma. They asked Ben Zoma, why is it that sometimes you can be motzi and sometimes you can't be? Mipnei ma'amu balehem yain betoch hamazon. That when they bring wine in the middle of the suda, kol echad v'chad mivarek liatzmo. Everybody makes their own bracha. Liach hamazon echad mivarek lekulam. One now can be motzi the others. What's the difference between the two cases? Omer lehem, he answered them, hoel ve'ein beit habliya pnoi. That is, eating, digestion is not freed. What does that mean? Rashi says, the aim leave ha-misubim Ela mevarech elu libloa. They're not paying attention to the guy. They're interested in eating. They're swallowing. And therefore, since they're not paying attention, in the middle of the suda when they're eating and they have wine in front of them, everybody makes their own bracha. It's a technical reason. They're not paying attention. They're concerned. They're eating. Someone makes a bracha for everyone. I have food in my mouth or whatever. I'm concentrating on swallowing. He's not going to pay attention. Therefore, in the midst of the suda, everybody makes their own bracha. At the end of the suda, now that we're finished eating, now we could have technical reasons. One person could be motzi the others. Tosfot makes mention over here, and it's actually machloket rishonim. If someone says sivri maranan, sivri mori, sivri means pay attention. If someone makes an announcement that I'm about to be motzi you wine, then everybody sits for a second, they swallow their food, then one can be motzi the other. So the Shulchan Aruch says this is the difference between rishus and savri. We say rishus with other brachas, but sivri is only with wine. Why is sivri with wine? Because we're afraid when you're drinking wine in the midst of a suda, you want, sivri means pay attention. Rishus means with your permission I'm coming to be motzi you a bracha, so therefore we say rishus with all other food. When it comes to wine, we say sivri, pay attention to what I'm going to say. I'm about to make a bracha on wine, and therefore everybody stops, they're eating for a minute, and swallows. Now we know today that we say sivri on wine even before everybody's drinking. So stama, it's because that Rabbanan said a low pluk on all cases of wine, that since you might be drinking in the middle of the suda, someone might be motzi you, they have to say sivri. So therefore we say sivri all the time with wine. Vahu omeala mugmar. He said on the mugmar. Remember the mugmar? We had the person who made the wine at the end, the bracha on the wine at the end of the meal. He is the same one who's going to say the bracha on the mugmar, the incense that they brought later. Medikatani vahu omeala mugmar. The Mishnah says, he is the one. Specifically, he's the one. Miklal, it's coming to let us know, that there really should be someone else that would be preferable for the bracha. And the Mishnah says, the one who made the bracha on the wine, he is the one. To let you know, dafka this one, and not someone else that maybe should be more roy for the bracha. Now we take out these words, v'amayah until achrona, the next line, Messiah. There's someone more preferable. Messiah le levav. This is now going to be a riot, that there is someone more preferable to make the bracha than the one who said, the last one, send the wine. Yom evchia ba'ashi o merav, hanotel yadav techila bi'achrona. The first one to take, to do mayim achrona, hanotel yadav techila, the first one to go and do mayim achrona, bi'achrona, the last waters, hu mizumin lebracha. He's the one that gets to do the mizumin. So you see that there's someone more preferable over here. And the Mishnah lets us know that you might think that the one who did first Mayim Achrona, since he's going to leaving the Zimun, he's preferable. So the Mishnah lets you know the one who made the bracha on the wine, he's the one who makes on the Mugmar. Maisa, Vav Rev Chia Havi Yatve Kamei Devevi, Besudasa. Vav and his uncle Rev Chia. Rev Chia was the Talmud Chaver of Rebbe. Vav was the Talmud of Rebbe. This is Vav the Amora. In Bavel, when he was younger, he was a Talmud of Rebbe, and he was sitting at the table of Rebbe in the Suda. Omele Rebbe Lavav, Rebbe said to Rav, Kum mashi yada, go and wash your hands. Rav heard this, and Rebbe said this to him. Kaz yaduhu martet. Rav Chia saw that Rav got all trembling, all nervous, because Rav saw that Rebbe was yelling at him. Maybe his hands were dirty, or he's spending too much time eating, and Rav said, go wash your hands. Rebbe said, go wash your hands to him. Omelei Rebbe Chia said to Rav, Bor Pachte, son of great people, Ayin beBirkat Mizonikam Elach. He's telling you to be Ma'ayin in Birkat Mazon as you're going to be leading the benching over here. That's just a mice of Rav, that the one who first washes his hands is the one that should be the Mizamin. That's brought down in Halacha. We're not so knowing that, but the one who does Mayim Achronim first, he tells the Machabit someone with Mayim Achronim, they're the ones that makes the Mesumun. Miklal, Vashi, Miklal the Icha Adif Minei, that there should be, we said in the Mishnah that the one who makes the bracha on the wine after the meal should be the one who makes the bracha on the Mugmar. Miklal the Icha Adif Minei, Afilo Hachi, Kevan the Yathil Bechada, Avid Li Idach, even though that we began with one, we avidly idach, we do for the other one. Anotel yadav techila, the one who does, who washes hands first, b'mayim achronim, who mizumin leberkat hamazon. He's the one who gets to do the mizumin leberkat hamazon. Chaz yavav chia levav, the Havi Martet. He was very, he got very nervous. Shema ra yadei mikluch. He saw that maybe Rebbe saw his hands were dirty, or Shema rachti b'achili yotim etayu, or I was eating too much, and that Rebbe was admonishing him. No, ayin v'perkat amazon kemolach. Ka notin lach vishut. He gave you vishut levorek birkat amazon. To say birkat amazon, shanotel yadav t'chilo hu mivorech. The one who who washes his hands first, he's mivorech. Okay, take a pause.
It's interesting, but Tanoi and Mishnah is the school Imra la Mugmor speaking the one that says Brikas Mosul.
Yeah, it's not like our Gemara at all. Okay, now starts the Sugyas. It'll keep us occupied for the rest of the day. Does anyone have a tissue? Sorry. Thank you. Now starts the sugya of birkas hareach, making brachas on a reach, which is a huge sugya within inside itself with a lot of details. And the Gemara itself right now, till for the next hour or so, is going to go through a lot of details on birkas hareach. I learned a lot yesterday on this, a lot of things I didn't know. Since there's a lot of general principles, which is basically what the Gemara is doing by bringing down case after case of Piskei Halachas, and in the post scheme there's a lot of details. So we're going to go through the Gemara and get down the Klalim, and therefore when Rav Lev comes, we'll have the Klalim down and he can go through all the brachas. There's a world of brachas. He has pages, lots of pages on here. It's only one siman in the Shulchan Aruch on Birkas Hareach. It's interesting. It's a nice size siman. But this forum goes through quite a bit of pratim on each one of the klalim. So basically there's five birkat hareach. So there's five different brachas we can make on reach. There's the one that we all know, brei menei b'samim. There's brei atzvei b'samim. And there's brei atzvei b'samim. Those are the basic ones. Then there's on shemen of the fruit, which is brei shemen ariv, which is when it's seen the Gemara specifically on one type of fruit. And then there's another one that when you have a delicious smelling fruit that you have hanotin reach tov peperot, that you can make on like an esrog or on certain citrus fruits that are very strong. Now all the details will come in from the Rav on when what is nogeya to what, because it's a lot of details. But this is now the sugya in Masechta Brachos on Mem Gimel on Birkas HaReach. And we start with Mugmar. Mugmar is incense. Okay, incense is things that you burn. I was told that that it came back into style and Bachman liked incense. And there's brachas to be made on all these things. And exactly the brachas and things we'll come to see. Okay. Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav Bar Yirmiyah. Rav Zeira is said in the name of Bar Yirmiyah. Meimatai Mevarchim Al HaReach. When do we make a bracha on the reach? Now this is Rashi says immediately, Shel Mugmar. We're dealing with incense, something that you burn, and then the room fills with the nice smell. At what point do you make the bracha on it? And he says, Mishata'ale Timraso, when the smoke rises. Omelei, he has a question. When the smoke rises, when you see the cloud of smoke rising, before you even smell it, and it reaches you, that's when you make the bracha on the reach. Amalei Rabbi Zeira Lavav Bar Yirmiyah. Fahal lo kayach. You didn't smell yet. Why are you making a bracha on the reach before you smell it? Amalei, yes, back. I don't understand you. Well, the Tamek, according to your reasoning, that maybe you shouldn't make the bracha on reach until you smell it. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. When you make hamotzi on bread, the mevarech, v'hu lo achal. He makes the bracha. He didn't taste it yet. You don't know. It's in front of you. But since his mind is on to eat, since his mind is to smell. So when you see the cloud, someone lights it and you have that first cloud come up, that's when you make the bracha and then you smell it afterwards. Just like a motzi. You don't taste the bread before you make a motzi. You make the motzi and your mind is on to eat it. And therefore, same thing with reach. Rashi, al reach shel mugmar, timraso kitor ha'ashon, the cloud of smoke, shemitamev yoleh, that rises. Even before he smelt it and before he has any hanar, but just like mavarkim leim. Oh, okay, that's that. Piskei halacha is now of birkas hareach. Omer Rebbe Chia bereya da Abba bar Nachmani. Omer Rebbe Chizda. Omer Rav. The Omer lo. Omer Rebbe Chizda. Omer Zira. Kol mugmorot. All incense. Mevarkim aleim berei atzei b'samin. You make berei atzei b'samin because they come from trees. Chutz, except there's two. There's a few other types that you don't make berei atzei b'samin. So kol mugmorot you berei atzei b'samin. Chutz mimushk. That's musk. Shemin, the oil of musk, chayahu. Oh, sorry, shemin chayahu. It's a derivative from animals. Rashi says, it's interesting, Rashi, I didn't know this. Mivarchim aleim brei atzei b'samim, alfalpi shenisra. The chiddush is that it's burnt, and it's not be'en, it's not in front of us anymore. Alfalpi shenisra ve'enu be'en, ele shahatimor ole, the smoke comes up, you still make a brei atzei b'samim on it. Chutz mimusk, muska, musk, belaz, shuhu min hachaya, min hareya shel chaya. That musk, this very expensive stuff that we pay a lot of money from, comes from the excrement of animals. Okay. So I was told that like animals like spray an area, their scent, they leave this scent, that a lot of these scents that they leave are, they're very strong and they use it for musk, they use it for the perfume. But they're not going to advertise it that way. People, I don't know, will buy it. Okay. So the musk shemen chayahu shemorgalav bereimine b'samim. So you see that all mugmorot you make a brei atzei b'samim, and the musk you make a brei minei b'samim because it doesn't grow on a tree. So it says kol mugmorot mavarik on him. Mitzvah. We'll bring you a shayla that we're going to see that you don't make a bracha of brei atzei b'samim on mugmorot. Ein mivarchim. Here's the brisa. Ein mivarchim brei atzei b'samim. You don't say. Pray at Seb Samim, Ella, in specific cases. Ella ala a Pesamim. A Pesamim shall Beit Rebbe. What is a Pesamim considered? Pesamim. What is that kind of food? Is that today?
The orange is the thing.
So it's clear from this Kamar that that's not what it is at the time of Chazal. Because the Pesamim, you only make on Pesamim shall Beit Rebbe, or a Pesamim shall Beit Kesa. It's a very expensive fruit that is only found in like royal gardens. And the Zotz of Rocha says it's a special fruit that Eretz Yisrael was, tree that Eretz Yisrael is famous for. It's called a balsam tree. I don't know what a balsam tree is either. But it's not certainly the fruit that we have today, which is a common fruit. Okay, the Pesamim Shel Rebbe, Beit Rebbe, the Pesamim Shel Beit Kesar, that you make a bracha of Brei Atzei B'Samim, Fial Hadas. And also on Hadasin, you make a Brei Atzei B'Samim, should become a common in any place. In any way like it. Rashi. Mevarkim brei atzei b'samim ela ala pisamun. Sha'etz atzmo bolif fenenu. The branch of the tree itself had a beautiful smell to it. Shalbeit rebi v'shalbeit kezar. Nekar hani mishum she'enu mitzoy. It's not common. Ela b'mevayit malachim. Only in royal houses of Bali Gedola. Someone who's very wealthy. I don't know if it's valuable. If it's, what? But it had such a beautiful smell to it, the wood. And it had oil to it. And he mentions anyway, it's a balsam tree. It's a famous tree called balsam that was grown in Eretz Yisrael. It was, okay, Allah, hadas become a kom. For who atin lechol adum lehem. Hadasim and anything similar to them, that what? She'etz atzmo mereach below sreifa. That it has a beautiful smell, the tree itself, without burning it, without things. So what do we see from this price? So when do you make a brei? Atzei b'samim, only on a pesamun and only on hadasim that are anything similar to it. Ela dahadas shchiach. The reason why we use hadas it's shchiach v'dervah kachamim behavi b'komakom. And they always speak in havar b'komakom. But we see from here that only these get the bracha of atzei b'samim u'mugmar lo mavrachinam ela brei minei b'samim. It excludes mugmar dufta. We have a tufta on that on mugmar, on incense, you make a brei atzei b'samim. Vov of the Rishonim do not learn that this is a tufta. They learn that there's a teretz in the Gemara, that when we say hadasim and anything similar to it, meaning similar to it, that the whole purpose of it is for reyach, to exclude like apples. That apples, the purpose of apples is to eat, not to smell over there. And therefore there's not a tuft on this Gemara. And then so the Shulchan Aruch Paskin said, if you have incense and you know it's coming from the tree, you make a Breyat Sebesamim. If you don't know where it's coming from, the basic generic bracha would be B'nei, B'rei Minei Besamim. So it's a question if this tufta is really in the Gemara or not. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that it was not a tufta, that there's a teretz to it, and the original halacha stays, that if you have mugmar, incense, that comes from a tree, you make a berei atzei b'samim. If you have stam incense in the room, and it's a nice smell, you make a berei minei b'samim. Now there's a lot of halachas going involved over here on what makes a mugmar, like an air freshener. There's a difference between if it's coming just for that, or if it's removing bad smells, and there's what's considered a strong smell and not a strong smell, and there's a lot of details on making these brachas, and the Rav will cover that, sure. Omer Levev Chizdi Levav Yitzchak. Hai Mashkin Persomon. The oil of the persimmon tree. Beautiful smell. Mai Mavrachin. What do you make on it? Bilvayo. What do you make on this persimmon tree oil? Omer Lehachi Omer Rav Yehuda. This is what Rav Yehuda would say. Berei Shemen Artzeno. The oil of our land, of Eretz Yisrael, which is special to Eretz Yisrael. Omer Lehi Bar Minei to Rav Yehuda, besides Rav Yehuda. Why? Rav Yehuda the Chaviv Elei Eretz Yisrael, he was so loved Eretz Yisrael, he made a special bracha to always add in Eretz Yisrael. L'kuli Amamai, what does the world make on Pesamim oil? Not Rav Yehuda. Omer Lehi Haki Omer Rav Yochanan Berei Shemen Arev. Specific bracha, new bracha, bracha ta Hashem, kinem haklam berei shemen arev, who made beautiful sweet oils, specifically on the persimmon tree. So we have to know what the persimmon tree is. So we bring down specifically the balsam tree oil, special bracha on it, because it's a chashva tree, berei shemen arev. Vashi, mashki persama, mai mevrachim al reichim, when you smell it. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Shemen Artseno, Shahayah Gadol B'Yericho, it would grow in Yericho. Now this is interesting. I always learned that Yericho was called Yericho because they worship the Yireach there. You had Yericho over there, and you had Beit Shemesh over here. Beit Shemesh was the place where they worshipped the sun, the ancients, and Yericho was where they worshipped the moons. That's how I always thought. I thought it was put down in places. Over here he says, why is Yericho called Yericho? Al Shem Hareach. Hayata Nikra Yericho. Kiddush. Okay. I don't know what that is. How much is it? A pasuk in Yecheskel. Yehuda v'Yisrael. Hema v'chlech v'chiti mani tupana. Kach v'iti v'sefer Yosef ben Gurion. I saw over there in Josephus. Bar minei de Rebbe Yehuda. Besides what Rebbe Yehuda. Al tavi li raya. Don't bring me a riot from Rav Yehuda. He loves Eretz Yisrael so much that he's going to slip in a bracha for Eretz Yisrael and praise Eretz Yisrael whenever he can. What do normal people say on it? And that's the bracha of Berei Shemen Arev. And that's one of the five birkat of Reach. Okay. Omer Rev Zera. Sorry. Omer Rev Ada Bar Ahava. Hai Karshtita. Karshta is kush, kosh. That's one of the Yud Aleph simonim that we say for those that say Ketoris. This kosh. What do you make on it? Marvichim yilvayo bere atzei b'samim. You make bere atzei b'samim. Aval mashke kavisha. But if you take the kosh, I'm not sure exactly what it is in English, and you soak it in oil, and now the oil is collated, it absorbs the smell from it. No, you don't make a brach on it. Even if you're kovish and you let it sit in the oil till it takes the smell of the kosht, you do make a mabrach on it. But if you crush up the kosht, put it in the oil, that you don't make a brach on.
You don't make a
boy
at
seif
somim, you make a
boy
at minim
somim. But it means, no, it seems to say that you make a boy at seif somim.
No, if you crush it.
It seems to mashma over here. The thing is, Marechim Levaya Breyat Sebesamim. Oh, he says not. Ah, yeah, you make a nice smell, because you have to make a bracha on smell. And we'll see this, I'll just say this for outside on the smell, we'll see it later on in the Gemara, that we already had in the beginning of the parak that it's us to be Mahana from Olam Azeh without a bracha. And that's how we learned the concept of a bracha rishona, right? That you're not allowed to have benefit from this world without it. Now, food is something different. Food is you have a lot of hanar. It's a strong hanar. Your body's nourished from you. You digest it. It's ingested. It goes through all the body. Smelling is a much lighter type of hanar. So we're going to see that the Gemara is going to bring a different pasuk to let us know that even on smelling, you have to make a bracha. So you have to make a bracha on nice smelling things. Karsh is kosht, hashta kavisha, mashka kavisha, shemen shabo tomun hakosht. They put the kosht inside the shemen. For shemen mereach ba mina habosim shbetoko. Now the shemen has a nice smell. You can put it on you. You have perfume. Lo, when you soak it in, it's not. Hoa ve'ein nira be'enenu. As far as since we don't see anymore the atzeves samim in front of us, ela shemen, you won't make a brayat shemen. Even some what you said, you make a bray minei b'samim, which is more of a generic. Mashka tachina, shetachnu bo karshta. You chopped it up and you put in the oil. He says, the Nahardai says you would make a bracha on it. Omer piske, omer, more piske dinim of brachos. Omer rev gidol omer rav, hai samalik. What is samalik? Rashi says it's jasmine. Korin lov and lashon yishmoel. That's what it's called in lashon yishmoel. Jasmine. For whom in esav sheish bo shlosh short has three rows shalalin of leaves. Zulam alim izu, one higher than the other ones. Ushlosha alim lekol short, three leaves to each one. What's the brach on it? Mavrachim ilvay brei atse b'samim. You make the trees of the b'samim. Omer rev chanano omer vav hani kalfi. Dima, what is coffee? Dima Rashi says, Zoshim Shikorin Ashvig, Bahu Shibolet Ner. Another one of the Yud Aleph ingredients in the Koteris that we said. Asoi Ke'ein Giboli Pishtim, it's similar to the stalks of flask. Tashkinan Givolim Diakri Eitz. And we see that stalks are called Eitz. Mavrachim Elvayu, Breyat Sebisamim. Now we see over here there's a difference between Birkata Peirot and Birkata Reah. Birkat HaPeir, we had specific criteria on what makes it into a tree. Right? It has to be a tree, otherwise you make a brei pri adamah. When it comes to Birkat HaReah, it does not have to be a tree, it doesn't have the same criteria, but it does have to have a stalk. So brei atzei b'samim, even though it doesn't have a din of a tree when it comes to Birkat Peirot, you still, if it has a stalk, a hard stalk, you make brei atzei b'samim, and brei asvei b'samim would just be a plant without a stalk. Where do we know this from? Omer Mar Zutra, Mikra. We just said jasmine and shibboleth ner, which are stalk type things, not trees, but they're stalks. So what's the pasuk? Where's the raya that when it comes to these things, that stalks are also called trees? And the Maisa with in Yericho with Yeshua when he sent the spies, Fehi Alata, she Bacha brought them up Hagaga onto the roof, the Titmanam the Pishtea Eitz. And she covered them with stalks of pishtim. Called the stalks over here are called eitz. So now we see that a stalk can be called eitz. So when it comes to Birkas HaReach, even having a stalk, it's an eitz. Reb Mesharshim, only Reb Mesharshim, Hainarkam, the special Rashi says it's a Chevatzelet HaShavon, which we call the lily of the Shavon. Hainarkam, if it's a garden, narkom, mevrachim ilvayo berei atzei b'samim. It has a stem to it. When you cultivate it, it has a stem, and therefore you make a berei atzei b'samim. The davra of the field, berei asvei b'samim. It's not cultivated, I guess it doesn't form into a stem, you make a berei asvei b'samim. Again, we're getting all the klalim in order that we can have all the details on these things, on the brachas. Omer Rav Sheshet, hani sigle. Sigle Rashi says the gnuta is hagadol begina sigle vilush. Mevarkim avayu brei asvei b'samim. You make a brei asvei b'samim. Okay, that's the bracha of etzei, asvei, and brei mine b'samim. Now we have the fifth bracha that we haven't seen, and we'll stop with this one. It's on nice smelling fruits. Omer Mar Zutra haiman demoreach besroga. If he smells the esrog, not during Sukkot, because on Sukkot, an esrog is for a mitzvah, and mitzvah is love. It's not for the purpose of getting Hanafam and if we don't make a bracha on the Reyach of Nesrach during Sukkot, but during the rest of the year, you do make a bracha on it. It has a strong citrus smell. You shouldn't, and if you do, you don't make a bracha on it. Or Vechavusha is another type of citrus fruit. Omer Baruch Shenatan Reyach Tov Bepeirot. Blessed is the one who brought a beautiful smell to the Peirot. Rashi, Chavushim, Kondish, and that's it. Quince.